Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Marina Lieros Naples, and this is the Meeting Ike Series Blog Talk Radio Show. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. I have been so busy over the last year. I haven't done hardly anything at all. I've gotten onto not only YouTube, but TikTok, and it's just there's been so much going on, and I really, really wanted to be able to get into it this last past year to really do more shows, and it just couldn't happen. So here I am in February. This is February 23rd and of 2023, and I am starting up again, and fingers crossed, I can schedule these in and stick to them because I really, really do like doing these shows and sharing information and getting feedback from everyone. Today's show, what does it mean to live a life with spiritual beliefs as your guiding light? And, you know, we all want to be good people. We all want to do good and really believe that we put our effort into it. You know, of course, there are some people that like to boast and thump their chest about it, and they're trying, and other people don't try. But, you know, it comes down to that we all have some sort of guiding light, and it's different for everyone. You know, we try to do good. We try to move forward and also evolve and raise up our vibrations. And if that means, you know, for some people doing more meditation, whatever type of meditation, you know, because there are so many different ways to meditate, from being still physically and with your mind, and then there are movements and there's dance and chanting. There's just so many different ways to be able to meditate. And for others, that means prayer and to be able to unite and connect with what they perceive as that God energy or that higher power, the ultimate one. So the names for who they are connecting with on that higher plane, they all have a different name for different people. But I think, you know, we're really going for that same source, that same inner part of ourselves, that higher consciousness, and where we are all one and we all stem from that same base, that energetic base. And when I say energetic, I don't mean the level of your physical energy. I mean your energy of your soul, your being, and how we're all connected that way. And there are just so many, too many studies out there that show we, in fact, are connected, and we have this very strong thread, if you will, just like the tree roots. They show the roots going down and connecting with the other trees around them. It doesn't matter if it's the same species of trees, but they pass information and they will share their nutrients with one another. And we do the same thing energetically with one another throughout the whole world. And we don't have to be physically in close proximity to other people in order to do that, because when it comes down to it, space and time, they don't exist in the way that we've been actually taught that they exist. There is a much different existence of all of that. And so we can be on one side of the planet and someone else or others can be on the other side of the planet, whether it is a family member, a close friend, and immediately we know when something has happened with them. And you know, how would we do that, you know, without the telephone, without being connected with social media, which, you know, one thing goes on there, it's around the world almost instantly. But just because of our energy and being connected that way, just as the trees are. And so we have this very strong unification going on in many different ways. Animals do the same thing. they know. If you've ever watched a flock of birds fly in the sky, you know, when they are migrating from one area to another, and you see them fly and they come in this pattern and they just flow together, and the movements, and you're just, you know, always in awe as to how do they do that. They are connected. They are this mind meld together, and they have this connection going on. And you know, when they're out in the wild, different animals, and they can sense the different changes in the weather. Our dog, for instance, is that he knows when it's going to rain or a storm is coming in, even before we could hear it, before you feel it in the air as far as the heavy dampness coming in with any rain or anything. And he knows when that's coming in, and he will refuse to go out for his walk. He will go and hide. And this is a big dog too. So, but he knows. And every time I say it's going to rain, we have a storm coming in, and sure enough, I'll check on the weather. You can see it out in the atmosphere, something heading our way. And within the next, you know, couple of hours to 6 hours, that storm is coming over us. So we really are connected. Why we don't, that we're not aware of it so much, the way the animals are, I say because we're so busy with life. We're on the computer. We are working. We're going to school. We are doing all kinds of things, human things, that take our focus, our energy, and our mind away from the inside part of us that is that Geiger counter, if you would, that tells, you know, can feel the energy, can feel it, what's going on around us. And it's when we get very quiet in with the meditation or prayer that we have let go of everything else around us. And as I tell my students in the meditation, when I teach them about meditation and in the guided meditation classes, when you meditate or pray, is that what you're doing is that you are letting go of everything around you on the outside of you, because there can be chaos going on outside of you, but you can also have chaos going on inside of you as well. And so we are connecting with that deep inner part of ourselves where it is always quiet, it is always calm, and it always feels good. And that is where we get our answers. That is where we get connected with and being able to follow intuitively with the spiritual beliefs of knowing, just knowing our whole being, just knowing what is right, what is wrong, and listening and knowing your path of what to do in your daily life. And so people who tune in every day, and I'll have to say that I have not been doing this lately, you know, taking that time first thing in the morning, because it's been so hectic here, and I'm just go off to a running start. And so I've talked myself into, said, you know what, we really need to, you know, do this every morning and even later in the day, is sit down and tune into that deep inner part of ourselves to ask for guidance for the day. And guidance comes in the way of being drawn to or having certain circumstances and experiences drawn to us. We get drawn to them, and also about our mood and the emotions and the way we feel and what we're thinking, to being sure that we're on that correct path that serves our highest best, our highest good, and how we can serve while we are here on this plane in this incarnation. Now, as I said in the write-up here, is that are you quiet and low-key on your beliefs, or do you wear them on your sleeve? Do you tell everyone about them every chance you get? And do you try to convert people to follow and believe what you are doing? Or are you going about privately practicing and allowing others to do the same, like setting a quiet example? Do people around you raise the bar so high on how they think you ought to be, how to live, how to act, how to speak, how to respond to things? and that you can never reach it in their eyes. You know, some people, others are like, okay, I'm doing my thing, you do your thing, you know, like you do you, I'll do me. And but then there are others that say, oh, you are in the field of metaphysics, spirituality, and, you know, well, I saw her upset. I saw him very upset with someone, having an argument with someone, and that makes them, they're a fake, and they're not spiritual at all. And so raising the bar so high that you can't reach it. And what these people fail to realize and fail to keep to be able to have something, a viewpoint of, you know what, we're all human. We're still human. We're here, you know, and getting human experiences. We're spiritual beings. We all are. But let's be realistic. You can't walk around like a guru all the time. You do. You can sit down, do your meditation, and when you are, if you teach, if you take classes, you get into that zone. But oh my goodness, we are still just human beings. And do we get upset? Yes, we get upset. Do we get angry? Of course we get angry. Impatient. Do we, some people rub us the wrong way, and we certainly rub other people the wrong way. We can't all like everyone. We can tolerate some people, and we will be really drawn to others. But do you expect others, because of the title that they wear, of their practices, their beliefs, do you expect too much from them? And when, especially in social media, tell me, we see this all the time. Somebody makes a statement, and it could be a neutral statement, or because there's no infliction there of voice, is that it could also be taken in a very negative way. And people will read more sharpness, harshness, meanness in something that was never intended by the person who typed it out. And other people, they may be the ones that are saying something, that get accused of being that way. They never meant it that way. They just put the information out there. It wasn't colored, you know, made it pretty, and, you know, made apologies ahead of time with it. I don't mean to offend, but, and how about is that, I hope it's not read incorrectly, because so many people are so sensitive, especially during these times. The last few years have been very, very trying on everyone. So where does that put us to live a life with spiritual beliefs as our guiding light? What do we do while we are interacting with other people and others that we don't know? Because it happens all the time. You go out, you go to the store, you're going to work, if you're in sales, or if you, you know, if people come over to where you work, and being on social media, if you're in school, if you have kids in school and you're going to their different events, and if you, in fact, have events that you go to or are part of, and we're always interacting with other people. So, you know, how do we get along in a life and stick to our spiritual beliefs as our guiding light and not let outside interference happen from others that might be expecting too much from us? And, you know, I've had this happen too. And not too long ago, I had someone that said something, and it was stated very sharply. And I sent the person a message and said, you know, and just explained that they could have been stated differently, and that the retort did come back to me about how I call myself spiritual, and the person went on and on and on. And that's the reason that I decided to do this show today, because the expectations and the reality of us as we're out there all trying to do our best and get along with others of varying degrees of personalities, beliefs, hurts, and practices. We're just a whole melting pot of emotional, mental, psychological differences. And so in order to live your life with your spiritual beliefs that you have as your guiding light, you just continue doing what you're doing. Will you have words with people here and there? Yes, you will. It will always continue as long as you are continuing to interact with others around you out in the world. It's just, I mean, we're just not going to get away from that at all. Should we let it get us down and interfere and slow us down or get us off track? You know, even if it happens momentarily, for that moment, and while you review and you take a look at what, saying, you know, what just happened here? And maybe it might upset you for those few minutes or moments, a couple hours that day. But you know what? Shrug it off. Let it go. Send that person light. Send them, some good feelings. And just do a white light cleansing on yourself and the other person. Offer that to them during a meditation. And let them do with it as they will. Some people will take that and they'll feel this relief. They'll feel this weight off of their shoulders. Others will take it, depending upon how negative or angry of a type of person, frustrated they are, what they're going through in their own life. And they could take that energy and feed it into change it, because it's just energy. Energy gets to be changed, you know, into anything, from anything to anything. And they could take that and apply that negatively toward their own life. And so you have to allow them to do that. But you also want to just let go. And that letting go goes to where the forgiveness part of it. And, forgiveness is quite difficult for most people. They think that they have to, it's an allowance of what happened to them. And it's not that at all. What it is you're releasing the person of being connected with you, and that you are just letting that go, and you will you release them so that you don't have a connection. You can send them the white light. You can, you know, even during your meditation, if you want to picture cutting the ties with them and actually picturing doing that. And always do it with a gentle thing. You know, I've heard from people that say, well, I put up a mirror around me so that whatever they send me, it just bounces back to them. No, 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 no. Other people say, well, I hope karma gets them. Karma's going to get them. Well, no, no, we don't do that either. No, absolutely not. You continue doing what you do, always in a positive nature, always in a loving, kind, caring manner, with that type of energy, and you continue doing that because that is your guiding light to attain a higher evolution and become more refined, your own energy. And we can't state negativity. We can't accept it. We can acknowledge from someone else what has happened. And, you know, things are going to upset us. Once again, we're human. So we will have those reactions. We'll become angry. We'll become frustrated. We'll become sad. We'll become, you know, even sometimes depressed and things. But we cannot allow that to change our path. We continue doing what we're doing. And do that is that you are making more of a commitment to it, which makes you a better role model, and you don't have to share with other people what it is that you do or you don't do. If you get accused of being, stepping off what they perceive as your pedestal, is that, you know, let them. Just let them, because they will never understand, and you don't have to worry about it. Everyone is at a different level of development, everyone is at a different level of understanding. And so you just continue with the connection, the inner connection that you have. And you don't worry about what other people are thinking about what you do, how you should act, how you should respond, and what they think that you are or you are not. They will learn in their time, and they will accept in their time. Could it be this lifetime? Maybe. Could it be next lifetime? Maybe. But that's not your job to alter that for them. It's like what's been going on over the last few years, and so many people have fought against one another, forcing them to believe, and I'll use the mask, for example, is that demanding that everybody wears a mask, and other people stating that no one should be wearing the mask or not this kind of mask, and that's a problem with the mask over here. And the fights that broke out over it, and even the deaths. I mean, people were murdered over this. And, you know, I grew up in the era of it's movies of where, I forgot the name of the movie, is where you walk softly but carry a big stick. You know, Live and Let Live, and all of these songs from the 60s about love and just, you know, war versus peace, flower children, and all of that. So, you know, to me, it's that live and let live. Hey, you know, you want to wear a mask, you go ahead and do that. I think it's, you know, from my personal opinion, I don't think the type of masks that most people were wearing out there were doing any good, but if they're comfortable, that's fine. It's not my place to say, and it's not my place to interfere. And this, I expect the same thing back in return. If I was sick, I'd stay home. If I was around someone who was sick, I'd probably stay home, see how I feel, make sure that I'm okay to be out in public. I wash my hands, and I wash my clothes, and I take care of that. I eat healthy foods. I do my vitamins. I do me. And I'm going to allow other people to do what they want to do. If they're going to be smoking, if they're going to be going through fast food and that's how they eat, it's fine. It's not my business. And the same thing with the spiritual beliefs. It's my business what I do. It's their business what they do. And to live a life with your spiritual beliefs, with your guiding light, is a grounding positive force in your life. When you connect with that inner source and you know that it has connected with you, the truth resides inside there. There is no hiding from it. There's no way that it could be stay hidden. The information is there. And you stay grounded that way and asking always for the guidance in any situation for the day with the problem that you have. So the commitment is there. And that's what means, you know, part of what it means to living your life with spiritual beliefs that's your guiding light, because that is the source that you are going to for your truth, for your information, and to be guiding on your path, doing what you're supposed to be doing, your soul's purpose in this incarnation, and allowing others to do theirs as well. The greatest tool that we can do in order to achieve this is meditation, is prayer, and it doesn't matter what religion you practice. I tell people all roads lead to God, or whatever your name is for the Almighty. So, you know, it all paths lead to that ultimate source. And it's true because, you know, if you look at reincarnation and you look at the different lives that are led, somebody could be in one lifetime, one incarnation, and they're a wretched, horrible human being. Either just within the people around them or their community, or if they were someone like Hitler, terrible, wretched human being. And then another incarnation after that, they could come back in a myriad of ways. They could come back as someone that has been gets tortured and abused. They could be ones that are end up desolate and out middle nowhere, struggling to survive. They could be deformed. They could have mental problems. They could have physical problems. They could be a paraplegic, or they could also be someone who comes back and leads a very spiritual life, guiding others, healing others. We always see it as someone who is bad. If they come back, you know, karma's going to get them. You know, you hear that all the time. But they could come back as someone that heals others, because that would make up for what they've done also. So it can go either way. It can go a lot of different ways, a lot of varying degrees of it. So we really have to not think that we know it all and that we know what somebody is going to incarnate, come back as. You know, it just, we don't know, because we don't know what their other lives were before that one. So now use Hitler again. What type of person was Hitler in other incarnations? Was he a man? Was he a woman? Was he a good person? Bad person? Was he, an average person? We don't know their soul's purpose and what they have to experience in each lifetime. Do you even know yours? Because if you don't know yours, how do you think you're going to know theirs? So to live a life with your spirituality as your guiding light, again, tap into your own inner self during your meditation, during your prayer, your quiet time, whatever you call it, however you do it. And you follow that. You ask for guidance. You connect with that to find out or to be guided on your soul's purpose. But never worry about where other people think that you should be. Don't worry where you think you should be or somebody else should be. But remember also is to always just go ahead and send to someone feeling of love, and that alone will help evolve each of us as well as ourselves, you know, will help evolve those around us. And we can only hope that way we are evolving all those on our planet. Once again, we are all connected, so that when you do good for yourself, that thread where we're connected, just like those trees with the roots with all the other trees around them, we're sharing that evolvement with others, and it opens the doorways for them to evolve also. Something triggers within themselves on an energetic soul spiritual level, whether they know it or not. My name is Marina Learos Naples, and this is the Blog Talk Radio Show for Meeting Ike series. I hope you will join me again. next time.